Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just responding to an email from Costco. They had me take a survey and then said I was a winner of a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And now I see that it was for some other reason, a meal plan. I'm not interested. Please remove my name.
Okay, let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
17042. I don't normally respond to things like this, but because it was Costco and I have a relationship with Costco, I took a chance and filled it out, but I see it's just a scam to do something else, correct?
No, sir. What was that zip code again?
17042.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Sally Benning.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me.
With 1136 Chestnut Street.
Thank you. Do you see here, this is for our contest entry. All right, you're entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner.
It was the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Right.
I said I was a winner, and I had a chance to claim it.
Yes, sir. Well, you're paying for the Dyson vacuum cleaner back. Dyson vacuum cleaner, I'm sorry. You are signing up with the actual meal plan.
I'm not
it.
Paying for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I understand that you're paying for the meal planner with the Dyson vacuum cleaner, entering for a chance to win it.
No, I'm not doing either of it. Said I was a winner. This is a scam.
Oh, no, sir.
Take my name off of it. I'm not a sir.
Oh, my apologies, ma'am. All right. I mean, I can do a $55 refund of that charge for you.
It's not a charge, and it better not show up.
It is a charge. It was charged to your card.
Well, take it off, and I'm not paying you anything.
Okay. Like I can do a $55 charge of that for you, $55 refund for you.
You're going to refund it all, or I'm going to storm the store.
Okay.
I don't see how Costco is allowing this to happen.
They're the sponsors.
They're the sponsors.
Right.
It's a scam. It's a bait and switch. It is a bait and switch. Take my name off of it, remove it, back it out, do whatever you have to do, but I'm not paying you a dime.
Okay, sure.
I'm a faithful customer for Costco, and I will not be put through this.
Okay. Well, I issued a refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, hang on a second. I want a confirmation number in your name.
Sure thing.
What's the confirmation number?
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 920.
920 48
0 637.
And your name?
My name is Demetrius.
And where are you at work? Where are you calling me from?
We're in California.
California.
Correct.
Let me read this number back to you. Will you read it to me again?
C as in Charlie, 920-480-6337.
Okay. And you removed all charges?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, you need to quit doing this.
We're not doing anything.
You're doing plenty. And it's
no,
all
ma'am.
Under a false pretense.
Oh, no, ma'am. Put the information there on the site so the customer can read it so they know what they're signing up for.
Well, based on the time downloading of you have so many minutes to do this, there's not a chance to really read everything.
Yes, ma'am. It's right beside went into your card information, so you have to check and agree to it.
This better not show up on my card.
It's
know
that. It's going to show up, but it's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
And I'm not paying the $55 charge.
Okay.
If anything, you're a detriment to Costco's business. Because if this happens, I'm gonna dump the card and the company too.
Right. Well, we're like I said, they're just a sponsor for it. So.
Well, they shouldn't sponsor you.
Okay. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. I'll let them know.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for coming to customer support. You have a wonderful day.